And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the second comes around, and Drew Thompson looking good in the top of the first. He's hoping to keep that rolling along as the rafters have a 3-0 lead. The offense clicking in the first and feeling good back at home. Witter Field here in Wisconsin Rapids, and well, a beautiful night still as the shadows from the grandstand have now come across the pitcher's mound fully and almost reaching the infield dirt on the third base side. The first pit batter up is Jonathan Fitz, a right-hander who holds off on his swing and the pitch missing away. It's a 1-0 count. Drew Thompson, his second appearance of the season, hoping to keep it rolling along against Fitz from the University of San Diego. That pitch a little upstairs to bring it 2-0. On deck, Reese Vandevinder. He's with the right fielder for Fond du Lac. He'll be followed up by Sam Pease. 2-0 count is on the lower inside corner, called strike one. Brings it 2-1. And Fitz entering this game, batting 400, but he's seen just 5 at-bats. 2-for-5 on the season. Did pick up an RBI in those 5 at-bats. As this pitch, a breaking ball that hits the lower part of the strike zone to bring it 2-2. A nice payoff from Thompson as he hopes to retire his third straight batter, finishing off the last two in the first. 2-2 count is a little high to make it full. He got through that first inning in 20 pitches, so not too shabby. He was searching for 100 pitches today, then that would bring him through 5, but of course he's hoping to be a little more efficient than that. 3-2 count is a little low for ball number 4, and did not miss by much there. Sometimes you're going to get that call, sometimes you're going to get a swing, and then sometimes that's going to happen, and Jonathan Fitz walks on over to first base. So a runner on first with nobody out as Vandevinder steps up to the plate. Right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup as Noah Ruiz was shifted over a little bit towards second base. Now he goes back to his normal spot. A couple feet in front of the outfield lip is here's a swing and a miss on the first pitch from Vandevinder. 0-1 count. And Vandevinder has been struggling a little bit to start the season, just batting 188 on the year. This pitch upstairs for ball number one, a 1-1 count. But in general, this Fond du Lac team has been struggling from the plate overall. Entering today, they were batting just 205 as a team. But that was much improved from the last time up, as their OPS at 576 now. Pickoff attempt back to first was not in time to catch Fitz, mostly just to make sure that he's staying aware and not getting too far off. This pitch a little inside to make it 2-1. On deck, Sam Pease, as mentioned earlier, and Thompson hoping to induce some kind of double play, but more of a strikeout pitcher. That's what you see with the stuff. 2-1 count, but a pickoff once again back to first base. So it's still a 2-1 count with nobody out, runner on first. Dock Spiders down 3 runs. Thompson once again goes back to that first base bag. That's the third time he's attempted a pickoff on the runner. Really worried about Jonathan Fitz. And you look at the numbers on the season. Fitz has just played in the one game but didn't steal a base. That one misses for ball number 3. It's a 3-1 count. So I'm interested to see, especially because Fitz is a catcher. He's not necessarily a speedy guy out there. I mean, he could take off, but maybe a little bit more about Thompson not being ready to send it home and just wanting to give himself some extra time before he fires. It's a 3-1 count now to the right-handed right fielder. He steps back into the batter's box. Thompson looking back to first still and does it a couple times. Now he's brought the ball into his glove, stares down home plate, and sends it away. It's a swing and a miss on the fastball to bring it to a 3-2 count. Van de Vinder a little late on it, and that brings it to a 3-2 count. Trying to work away with that runner on first base. The Rafters scored 3 runs in the bottom of the frame, but Fond du Lac now threatening as that ball was low and away to offer the free base for Reese Van de Vinder. So runners on first and second now as Sam Pease steps up to the plate. He's the catcher for the Dock Spiders. A chance to pick up a key RBI here. This is 6th game of the season, but 1-for-16. It's a bunt on the left side of the infield, picked up by Skinner, throws over to first, and that's in time for out number 1, but both runners do advance. 5-3 on the putout, and there's one away in the top of the second. So it goes down as a sacrifice hit. Van de Vinder goes from first to second, and Fitz goes from second to third. Thompson taking his time on the rubber as the new batter is the right-hander, Kelson Johnson. Plays center field for the Dock Spiders today. First pitch a little high. Makes it 1-0. And Fond du Lac, they've entered this game back to 500, 4-4 on the season. And a lot of that has been due to some pretty good pitching performances. Well, they've had a few where they've struggled as this one misses low and away for ball number 2. Once again, the hat falling off the head of Drew Thompson, and it just does not want to stay on his hair. So the runner's on second and third now with one away, 2-0 count. This one gets away. It misses outside, and it's bouncing way off the backstop down the third base line. But Thompson manning home doesn't let the runner go from third home. And so a wild pitch as Reese Van de Vinder moves from second to third. Jonathan Fitz goes from third home and cuts the lead for the Rafters down to 3-1 in the top of the second. Still at the plate, Kelson Johnson, as I believe he's got a 3-1 count here. 3-0 count. This one's ripped over to shortstop, and it gets right on over the glove of Mason Onati. He can't pick it up. It should have been a simple play, but instead it'll go down as an E6. A run will come home to score, and that makes it 3-2 in the top of the second. Johnson reaching first base. He'll stay there as Van de Vinder goes from third on around. So runner on first, one away, and it brings back up the top of the order for the Dock Spiders. Tommy Guggins, right-handed batter, righty-righty matchup, and it's a swing and a miss to make it 1-0. Guggins up at the plate. He's the shortstop. He's 0-for-1, grounded out to short back in the first inning. On deck, Patrick Graham, who picked up a double earlier, is here's the runner taking off. The throw down, it's a little high. The tag not applied in time by Noah Ruiz, so it's a stolen base, and also the pitch missing for ball number two. And so now runner on second base with one out for the Dock Spiders. Two and oh count. Although it looks like they'll say 1-1. A throw back down to second. This one bounces off the spine, it looked like, of Kelson Johnson and goes into the outfield, but he has to kind of stay on the bag as he gets back and dusts himself off. So it's a 1-1 count. Runner on second still. That's Kelson Johnson, the center fielder, over at second. So watch out for him to take off. Guggins, a 1-1 count with one away. No taking off, but Guggins does offer it, a pitch above the zone for strike number two. So it's now a 1-2 count. Drew Thompson trying to finish off this second inning without further damage. He looks back to second. Noah Ruiz showing to cover. Now Thompson comes home, but it's fouled away once again. And so Tommy Guggins will redo the count. 1-2 on that pitch, and a little bit off speed there, so maybe watch out for the fastball as Drew Thompson might try and turn up the heat on this. We saw him try the 95 earlier and was able to hit it but missed his spot. Maybe try and blow it on by him. This time it's hit right on over to third. Skinner not able to get there, going to all fours, and it goes into left field. So that is a one-out single for Tommy Guggins as Kelson Johnson moves on over to third. He had to hold up a little bit just to make sure that it wasn't picked up over at third by Skinner. So he's not able to go any further as Mike Spears comes out here to talk with Drew Thompson. Spears, the Rafters pitching coach, he came in yesterday, and that was his first day this season. But, of course, he was on the coaching staff last year for the Rafters. And, well, he was one of the first guys that I got to talk to for the Rafters. I interviewed him as part of our On the River with the Rafters podcast series on YouTube. And got to talk to him about who he was, where he got his love for baseball, and some of his great stories behind him as a guy who actually was away from baseball for a good chunk of years before he came back into the coaching ranks. And over the last about 7-8 years or so, he's been making it work in the coaching staff as that pitch misses away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, well, he's huge with, you know, talking to the guys and everyone here. I mean, they respect him. And so Drew Thompson trying to take as much as he can as here's a pickoff attempt back to first base. Tommy Guggins over there, and no play was made, but still a 1-0 count. Patrick Graham at the plate. Dangerous batter, and said to watch out for him. He picked up a double earlier, and this one's hit high in the air towards left field as there is the play, and it's a catch. And he's going to throw all the way back to first, trying to double up the runner who was hoping to take off, but Guggins back in time. It goes over his head, which allows Kelson Johnson to come home and score on Patrick Graham's flyout. Officially, it goes down as a sack fly. And an RBI for Patrick Graham as Tommy Guggins stays over at first base. And Jack Guerrero out there in left field. And not someone who often plays the outfield. He had never played it in his career up until recently. Pickoff attempt back to first nearly got him, but not quite. Fans not happy about it. And Guerrero out there in left field, he made a beautiful throw in his first ever appearance in left field over at Green Bay. As this one is popped up high in the air, but straight foul out of play. Sorry, that was at Wausau that he had his first career outfield appearance. 0-1 count as Matt Hansen is at the plate. Left-handed batter. So a lefty-righty matchup. But Guerrero showed off the arm strength from the outfield. Taking off from first now, it's called for strike two. No throw down as the hat falls off from Thompson yet again. So Guggen's into second with a stolen base. And an 0-2 count to Matt Hansen with a runner on second and two away. It's a 3-3 ball game in the top of the second. And here goes Guggen's taking off. The pitch is low and in the dirt, and Zacher can't pick it up and throw on down. So it's ball number one, and once again, Tommy Guggen's advances for free in between pitches. Zacher, it seems like he jammed his finger or something on that play as he's kind of shaking off his right hand and taking some time here and talking it over to make sure that he's all right. Now it seems like we are ready to go. Runner on third base is Guggen's. Two outs on a 1-2 count for Matt Hansen, who was hit by a pitch back in the first inning, hoping to reach for the second time today. Here's the windup, and it's a swing and a miss from Hansen, and that will do it for this second inning. But three runs come across to score on the one hit. There was also an error from the rafters, and there was one runner left on base. It's 3-3 as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure. Answer.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Still on the rubber is Tanis Lang after he goes 33 pitches in the first inning and nearly had to be legally pulled from the game. If you throw those 35 pitches, you can't come back for a second inning, but he only threw 33 in the first, so he was two pitches shy of that marker. Back out to work here. The Rafters did a pretty good job against him. They put up three runs in the bottom of the first, hoping to do the same here as Noah Ruiz steps back into the batter's box, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Now, he didn't see a pitch in the first, but he was in the batter's box as Chris Diaz was thrown out at third. This one a little low for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count to Ruiz. Ruiz back to playing second base today. And he was a starter in last night's game, but he was pulled for a pinch hitter as that one misses low for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count. Ruiz was pulled for a pinch hitter after starting the game 1-for-2. So he's been able to keep up his hot start, batting .429 on the season with an 11.57 and 12 RBIs as that pitch misses up and out for ball number four. So he'll walk on down to first base and reach safely. And Ruiz, it just feels like every game, it doesn't matter what you do to him, he will get on base no matter what. It's the sixth straight game that he's reached base safely. He's also riding a five-game hit streak at the moment, hoping to keep that rolling along, but he'll have to get another chance as the first pitch here to Spencer Davis is on the outside edge, called strike number one. Davis, he's in for his second game as a Rafter here. Of course, he came in as a pinch hitter for Ruiz yesterday. So talking about Ruiz coming out of the game, and that was when Davis came into the game. Both of them ended up picking up hits in the night. Ruiz had one before he came out as Spencer Davis picked up the pinch hit single. Here he's a starter, but that one outside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Davis went back to play second base for Ruiz in the middle infield when he came into the game. But today, he's back at first. Runner on first base right now. Noah Ruiz, he gets a pickoff attempt his way, but Ruiz slides head first back into the bag. And man, Ruiz is one of the most high-energy guys that you're going to see, and he stole his first base of the season a couple games ago. He'd been caught stealing a few times before that, though, so it felt like a big relief for him to finally get in there safely as there's a swing and a miss from Davis, makes it 1-2. That stolen base was last night against Fond du Lac. Rafters trying to claim the second game after dropping the first. This one's ripped into right field down the line, and it stays fair. About a foot to the left of the line, and here Davis is rolling into second. Ruiz will stay up at third base, and it's a double for one of the new Rafters. Spencer Davis puts runners on second and third with nobody out here in the second inning. And the Rafters haven't even gone one way through the order, but we got to start worrying about Tanis Lang on the mound. He's been struggling a little bit with retiring these Rafters and brings up Luke Skinner, another lefty in the order. Trying to make things happen here. Skinner from Loyola Marymount, native of Woodbury, Minnesota. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. He enters this game with an 805 OPS thanks to a pair of home runs. With those home runs, he's been able to add 8 RBIs on the season. He's one of the team's leaders, although not quite at Noah Ruiz's 12. 1-0 count is fouled away to make it 1-1. And Skinner, kind of a glue guy, and always see him joking around with some of the other players out there, and always tries to bring a brightness into the game and on and off the field. Runners on second and third, nobody out, and he swings and misses and was all tripped up on that pitch. That is a beautiful off-speed from Tanis Lang as it makes it a 1-2 count. Skinner manning third base today, trying to make something happen in the lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch from Lang, and it's outside, but Skinner swings at it, and that's strike number three, so that's the first out in the second inning, and it brings up the top of the order for the Rafters, Mason Onati. And Onati, he has been great to start off the season, to say the least. I mean, he's been reaching base at an incredible rate. Entered today batting .357 with an .857 OPS. That pitch a little outside for ball number one. Onati, that OPS, He's slugging just .357, but getting on base at a .500 clip 50% of the time. 1-0 count with runners on second and third and one away. This one's skied foul straight back out of play. Brings it 1-1. And well, when I was talking to Onati, and he was saying, you know, not a power guy, but always trying to get on base, and talking about his approach, there's a little bit of a gap there between third and short, and he said, yeah, I like to go opposite field, or at least aim that way. That pitch misses away, brings it to a 2-1 count. Not necessarily go opposite field, but to aim to the left side of the infield. 2-1 count, misses outside, it brings it 3-1. He said he does that because naturally the ball kind of goes more towards the middle of the field when he aims it that way. And since he doesn't swing for power, he's never really trying to pull the ball. Not trying to send one out of the ballpark. So if he did, it's 315 to right field and to left field. Onati holds off on this pitch. It's low and ball number four. So Onati's on base for the second time today. And the bases are loaded for Cameron Douglas. Big opportunity here. Tie game 3-3 in the bottom of the second, but early scoring is the story for the Rafters. When you look at what they've done this season, I was talking a little bit with some of our other interns here about it, and man, you look at the scoring this season, and the first three innings, the Rafters have been incredible. The final three innings, they've also been great on the season. What's been rough has been those middle three innings. Offensively, the Rafters have scored 23 runs in the first three innings. They've scored 27 runs in the final three innings. But in the middle three, just 8 runs this season. And in those middle three innings, they've also allowed 30 runs, being outscored 30-8 in those middle three innings. So that's why it's so important right now that they get on top early. So a bases loaded situation with one away to the righty batter, Douglas, who swings and fouls this one down that first baseline and here in front of the Dock Spiders dugout, brings the count 0-1. Back in the first inning, he worked a full count before picking up an RBI single. He was able to send Onati home after Onati had reached third on back-to-back steals. Well, Onati doesn't need to do that here as he's got two other runners in front of him. Kenneth Lang really trying to get out of this inning without further damage. He was really good those first two appearances here, not so much as there's a check swing from Douglas, but he does go around, and that brings it 0-2. Lang a 4.5 ERA in those first two appearances, but not quite the same luck here. He went three innings without allowing a run against Lakeshore as this pitch is upstairs for ball number one, a 1-2 count. In that first outing against Madison, he allowed 3 runs over 3 innings, which Madison, they've been great to start the season, and as expected, it's not a real surprise that that would be one of the worst performances. Madison looking as this one is up the middle. That gets on through for a hit. Douglas is in with one RBI. Here comes another run, and it's a 2-RBI single for Cameron Douglas. His second hit of the game, his second and third RBIs of the game. So Mason Onati goes from first to second on it. Spencer Davis goes from second all the way home on it. And, of course, Noah Ruiz comes home on the 2-RBI single from Cameron Douglas. It's 5-3 in the bottom of the second. Taking off are both runners as this one is popped up in the air. Foul territory, diving. Did he make that catch? Diving, it's a throw back to first. And he's safe diving head first back into the bag. And I feel like I saw that ball bounce. But it's a tough look from the umpires. So they're going to say he's safe. No. Zacher's walking back towards the dugout, so it looks like they're going to call him out. That's a tough angle from the umpires. Up here, it looked like it bounced off the ground, but must have been the glove that was under it or an obstructed view. Either way, that is out number two. And so Ashton Zacher pops out on a diving play to the third baseman. And, I mean, that was an incredible catch over there by Patrick Graham, who continues to really have a strong night. Offensively, he's got a double and an RBI. Now defensively, a diving highlight play as Jack Guerrero at the plate takes the first pitch low and away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Guerrero 1-for-1 on the game with his single from the first inning. This pitch low for ball number two. It's 2-0. So Onati and Douglas back to first and second. Douglas on first, Onati on second. Don't be shocked if they both try and take off again. Onati's already got two stolen bases in the game. He'll try and make it three, potentially, I'll say. Looked like he was about to do so there. 2-0 count, not going to go this time, and it's 3-0 to Guerrero. And you might not want to take off in this case because Guerrero has the 3-0, and he might just take the base for free. On deck, it's Matt Pinal, who already has an RBI today. Had a great plate appearance his first time up. So watch out there. 3-0 count with two away and runners on first and second. Pitch here is inside for ball number four. And once again, the bases are loaded for the Rafters. Cameron Douglas goes from first to second. And Mason Onati goes from second on home. Sorry, second on to third. So runners on first, second, and third. Two outs as Matt Pinal steps back up to the plate. His second plate appearance today and a chance to do some more damage. It's a 5-3 lead for the Rafters in the bottom of the second. As this pitch misses for ball number one, it's a little low and outside. 1-0 count, and as expected, action in the bullpen from the Dock Spiders. That's Gunnar Gilmore, and playing once again close to reaching that 35 pitch marker in one inning, as this one was called for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. Pinal, a left-handed batter, lefty-lefty matchup with the bases loaded and two away. Rafters already up two, but trying to make the early offense count, and it's a swing and a miss from Pinal, and he was trying to send all of them home with that swing. So now it's a 1-2 count, and well, talking to Ziggy pregame, you know, the last thing that I said to him, I said, hey, is there anybody to watch out here tonight? He said, yep, Matt Pinal. This one's popped up. Should reach the stands, trailing into foul territory, and it hits off of the top of the awnings and off of the third base camera. Hits the third base camera on it, and so now a 1-2 count with two away. That one was, yeah, that was off the roof. Bounced back into play, so a 1-2 count to Pinal. Here comes the pitch home from Lang. It's outside. No, it's called strike three. And that is out number three. So Tanis Lang loads the bases there at the end, but he's able to get out of it with just the two runs on two hits. There weren't any errors, and there were three left on base as the Rafters lead 5-3 into the third inning. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Drew Thompson back to work for his third inning of action, and so far he's allowed just the three runs from the second inning, and hoping to continue to limit damage here. The Rafters up two runs. It's 5-3 in the top of the third, and the leadoff man, Jaron Sanderson, stepping into the batter's box. The man from Cal State Northridge, a teammate of Royce Clayton Jr., as this pitch misses up and in for ball number one, and he steps out as that one was a little bit of chin music right there. And Sanderson kind of looked back at the mound and then shook his head. Up and in on a fastball like that, a fireballer like Thompson, you do not want to get hit there. And this pitch is on the inside edge, called strike number one. And again, Sanderson had to step out of the batter's box. Now back in, taps the plate and brings the bat up to his shoulders. It's a 1-1 count for the leadoff man, and this one is popped straight in the air, a little bit backwards, catcher under it, and Zacher makes the play for out number one. So one up, one down in the third inning. That's the way to get things rolling along if you're Drew Thompson. Hoping to be efficient here, and that's a key for the Rafters. And well, before the game started, I was chatting it up with one of the Rafters' assistant coaches, Manny Silva, who's working with the pitchers, as here's a big swing and a miss on a dropping breaking ball from Thompson. Landon Mensick at the plate. A right-handed batter. We've got a righty-righty matchup. Mensick, the guy from Xavier University, he's batting 250 on the season with a 650 OPS entering the game, as there's another swing and a miss. That one missed away to make it an 0-2 count. Back-to-back off-speed pitches here, and watch out for a fastball. 0-2, and here's the fastball, and it's fouled straight back and nearly into the press box. But our press box manager, Connor Filippi, wasn't ready to grab it as it bounces away, and so it stays an 0-2 count. Not banana ball, though, so if he did catch it, it wouldn't have counted as an out. 0-2, and here's a swing and a miss, and that's the out that we're looking for, as strike number three is a swing, and Drew Thompson picking up his third K of the night. That's two away here in the third inning. Jonathan Fitz stepping into the batter's box, and Thompson a chance for a 1-2-3 frame. And he did have a shutout first inning. Allowed a couple of base runners in that, though. Patrick Graham doubled, Matt Hansen hit by pitch. But he got out of the inning without damage. Hoping to do the same here, although would love it to be quick. This one's up the middle, diving play at second, but Ruiz can't bring it in. Gets on into center field, and Jonathan Fitz, first pitch swinging, and he gets on base for the second time tonight. Fitz reached on a walk to lead off the second inning, but here it's with two away that he picks up the single. So two outs, runner on first base as Reese Vandevinder steps up to the plate. A 5-3 Rafters lead. The Dock Spiders on the road for the second game of the series against the Rafters. First pitch here, a check swing on a pitch that misses a little below the zone. But that's what Thompson wanted, maybe a little bit higher on the location. Would have gotten the full swing from Vandevinder. Either way, it's a 1-0 count. It's a good breaking ball there. Van Deviner from Eastern Arizona Community College. This pitch outside for ball number two. It's 2-0. And the right fielder for the Dock Spiders, a native of Scottsdale, Arizona. Thompson taking his time on the rubber. Now is set to go, but throws it back to first base just to make sure that his guy doesn't get any further off there. Diving back head first was Jonathan Fitz. And the pitch here is a little outside for ball number three. It's 3-0 to Van Deviner. And the 3-0 count is right over the middle for strike number one to bring a 3-1 count to the right fielder. He drew a walk his first time up back in the second inning. Came all the way around to score after doing so. Hoping to reach base for the second time today. The 3-1 is a little low for ball number four. So that's back-to-back base that have reached safely as Van Deviner goes to first base. Jonathan Fitz moves from first over second on the walk. And with two away, once again, the Dock Spiders have a runner in scoring position. Brings up Sam Pease with a chance to come up clutch. Dock Spiders down two runs, so still early on, but they're feeling like they've got to come back into this game when they've got the opportunity. First pitch here is high and inside for ball number one. And Thompson, I'll have to talk to him about that. The hat falling off. It happens, man, maybe every four plate appearances. Looking back to second base, Thompson brings up that front foot and fires, but it misses high for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And Pease, a sophomore from Fort Collins, Colorado, attends the University of Northern Colorado. 2-0 count, and this one is fouled back and makes it a 2-1 count. Warming up for the Rafters, it's one of their new additions, Zach Crotchfeldt. Crotchfeldt, a lefty from Texas Tech, so he'll likely be coming in next inning after Thompson's night is done, as long as he's able to get out of this frame. Breaking ball misses inside, and it's a 3-1 count. A little bit of trouble here, so maybe Crotchfeldt going to have to come in a little bit early. But we'll see here. Thompson a chance to fight back with Sam Pease at the plate. Righty-righty matchup, first and second with two away. Here's the 3-1, and it's fouled off on the inside pitch. Got a little bit in on the hands, and Pease probably could have taken that one for ball number four. But instead, we move to a full count. Top of the third inning here from Witter Field is Rafters up 5-3, feeling a lot better about this game than the one yesterday. It took them a while to get that offense started. Both runners taking off, but a swing and a miss from Pease puts him down in the books, and that's out number three. Strikeout number four from Drew Thompson, as once again, the Dock Spiders go scoreless. No runs on one hit, no errors, two left on, and it's 5-3 Rafters as we hit the bottom of the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, once again, it's time for Tanis Lang to get to work on the mound as he once again narrowly avoids the automatic pull from the game. He's up to 64 pitches through two innings. He threw 31 last frame after throwing 31 in the first inning. And Chris Diaz leads off the Raptors here in the bottom of the third. Rats up 5-3. Diaz, a left-handed hitter. He'll be followed up by Noah Ruiz and Spencer Davis. That's who's due up this inning. And the pitch here to Diaz is low for ball number one. Diaz has drawn one of the five walks of the Raptors this game. And that was back in the first inning. He also stole second, although he was thrown out at third. This pitch inside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. So it's a 2-0 count. As the pitch here is foul tip, but doesn't stay in the glove of Pease. So now a 2-1 count. And the three up here all reached base safely. Diaz, Ruiz, and Davis. Back in their last time up, so it's a dangerous spot in the order. This one hit into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Chris Diaz picking up his first hit of the night as he's on base for the second time. And the Raptors feel like they're just getting a hold of Tanis Lang, but back in the second inning, they left the bases loaded. So a couple runs potentially left on the board, but they've still got five already and hoping to make it more as Noah Ruiz back up to the plate. Diaz staying on first this first pitch as it misses away for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Ruiz has seen a pitch in all three innings so far, thanks to being the batter at the plate when the first inning ended, as this one is in there, called strike number one. And he saw a strike in the first, but Chris Diaz was thrown out at third trying to take off and put himself 90 feet away. And 1-1 count is a throwback to first. And well, I think Diaz was back in time before the ball even got halfway between the pitcher and the first baseman. He knew that pickoff was coming. A 1-1 count to Ruiz, though. Right-handed batter from Biola University. Sends it outside, and it gets away from the catcher, so Diaz is on over to second, as it's now a 2-1 count on the wild pitch. Spencer Davis ripped a double in the second inning, and he'll be on deck, so if he comes up to the plate, he could be in for pretty big situation. Quick mound visit here as Sam Pease goes up to talk to his pitcher, and Lang, his pitch count up over 70 pitches. And we're still just in the bottom of the third inning. No outs and a runner on second for the Raptors. Noah Ruiz at the plate. He's got a 2-1 count. Trying to pick up another RBI. He leads the team with 12. Here's the pitch home. It misses outside, and it's a 3-1 count. Diaz on second, so if Ruiz were to pick up a hit to the outfield, probably sends home Diaz, a quick runner. Lang taking his time, now brings up that right foot, sends it home, and it's fouled away by Ruiz, so the count moves to full. Ruiz saw four pitches in the second when he drew the walk. Came around to score on it as well. So he's already got a run in the game. Hoping to reach once again, and well, also hoping to score once again. Looking back to second, Lang sends it home. This one is below the zone, and Ruiz on for the second time tonight. He draws a walk, and that's runners on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the third. Rafters already up two runs. They're trying to get that offense rolling along. Now, if you look at the league statistics standings and you look at team totals, the Rafters, their batting has been pretty good when it comes to talking about home runs. They're tied for second with seven in the entire Northwoods League. That pitch called a strike. It's an 0-1 count to Davis. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Left-hander Davis at the plate. He doubled his first time up. Came around to score as well in the second inning. Here's the 0-1. It's outside for ball number one, and it's back and even. Davis, haven't had it to talk to him yet, but plan on doing so sometime shortly. Well, seems like a good guy and follows Ziggy from Hope International as a breaking ball goes right across the plate for strike number two. That is a nasty pitch from Tanis Lang. And well, that's one of the things that got him signed by the Buckeyes from Ohio State, is seeing pitches like that. He's got some nasty stuff, and especially a two-seam fastball. This one popped up right side of the outfield. It's shallow, though. Second baseman going out, and he makes the catch. No advance from Chris Diaz, and there's one away in the third inning. Landon Mensick made the play, even though the right fielder, Van Devinder, was also coming up on it. So one away with runners on first and second as Luke Skinner gets up to the plate for his second plate appearance of the day. The nine-hole hitter for the Rafters. So they'll be seeing Mac to the top of the order once more after this. And a bunt shown by Skinner, but he pulls back on it as that pitch was called for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Skinner, the third baseman for the Rafters today, 0-for-1. Struck out swinging in the second, but he's got a pair of multi-run homers this season as he foul tips this one and gets away from the catcher, so count moves to 0-2. Both of the runners were moving. Chris Diaz going from second to third and Ruiz from first to second, but that was because they thought the ball got away from the catcher. Instead, it was a foul tip, so they were sent back. 0-2 count with one away. Here's the pitch to Skinner. It's outside for ball number one, and he's pointing back to the mound saying, you know what, I think that was the right pitch. Had a chance to get the swing there, although Skinner stayed calm and disciplined. 1-2 count to him, breaking ball, and that's in there, caught him looking, another nasty pitch, and that's the second time Skinner struck out today, and it brings up Mason Onati with two away in the bottom of the third. Back-to-back outs that have kept those runners on first and second, and sets up Onati with a chance to get on base. He's walked both of his plate appearances today. And the first pitch here is called for strike number one. And the walk that he drew in the second inning, he ended up on third base but wasn't able to come home to score. In the first inning, though, he drew a walk and stole twice as this is a check swing that he goes on, but both runners taking off and stealing bases. So eventually, the Rafters get that double steal as Noah Ruiz goes from first to second. And Chris Diaz goes from second to third. So So it's runners on second and third with two away for the lefty Onati. 0-2 count is a swing and a miss. It gets away from the catcher, but he's able to pick it up and tag Onati. That is out number three. The Rafters don't score despite the hit. No errors and two runners left on base. It's 5-3 as we hit the fourth inning. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So a new pitcher here for the Rafters. It's one of the guys who was activated yesterday. He is seeing his first appearance in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. It's Zach Crotchfeldt, who comes over from Texas Tech. And Zach, a guy who played in the Cape Cod Baseball League last summer. And, well, that is a high-level summer collegiate league, along with the Northwoods League, one of the best in the nation as well. And so he's got some high-level experience. He also has high-level collegiate experience. Of course, coming over from Texas Tech, he also pitched in the SEC for 2 years. For two seasons, he was with the Auburn Tigers. First pitch from the lefty, gets a swing and a miss from the leadoff man, Kelson Johnson. Nine-hole batter, but he starts off this inning. Tommy Guggins on deck with Patrick Graham behind him. That's due up this frame. 0-1 count, and that's a swing and a miss on a pitch outside for an 0-2 count. Crotchfeldt, man, these first two pitches have made me think very highly of him, but I had already thought pretty highly of him based on his past record. Man, his freshman season was something else. That one is a little high for ball number one, a 1-2 count. When I say something else, I mean he was all right, but he was doing it at one of the highest levels, SEC play, and as a freshman coming in there and posting just above a 5 ERA, I think you'll certainly take that in a very offensively driven league. Is that one just a bit outside for ball number two? It's a 2-2 count. Including that, he had some memorable moments as well with Auburn, including in the SEC tournament in 2023. Maybe most notably when this pitch missing way high for ball number three. Maybe most notably when he pitched in back-to-back games against the Missouri Tigers, allowing no runs over 4 1/3. SEC tournament postseason play. I mean, that's high pressure, especially for a freshman. Now, since that point as a freshman, though, kind of taken a step back, unfortunately. And so coming over to the Northwoods League, and he's hoping for the Rafters here that he can get rolling once again and build back up to the better player that he thinks he can be. And it gets a swing and a miss here from Johnson for his first strikeout as a Rafter. That's one away here in the fourth inning. Crotchfeldt relieved Drew Thompson, who ended his night with three innings pitched. He allowed 3 runs. 2 of them were earned on 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out 4. A little bit of a better performance in his first time up. He also did hit one with a pitch. Rochfeld on the mound. It's a righty-lefty matchup. This one in there called for strike number 1 on Tommy Guggins. Guggins, he singled back in the second, went over to third on a pair of stolen bases, but he was stranded there. He's 1-for-2 in the game after grounding out 6-3 his first time up. Half swing here on a breaking ball, and that's a thing of beauty there to bring it to 0-2. Rochfeld getting ahead in the count early, and that's what he likes to do. That is what you want to see out of one of your new pitchers. 0-2 count from Rochfeld is fouled back. So once again, it's 0-2. That pitch, 95 miles an hour on the radar gun, and he is throwing with some heat. Matching Drew Thompson earlier, and well, he looks in control right now, and this could be a big arm. And I was talking with Ziggy the day that he signed Rochfeld, as this is outside for ball number 1. It's a 1-2 count, and